Beverly High boys basketball coach Matt Karakoudis is joining us. And, Coach, welcome and congrats on a fantastic season so far.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Great season so far for sure, but we still have a lot of work to do.
You do. But important to point out, and we were mentioning this the other night, is that 20-win season, most wins for a Beverly basketball team, North title game coming up, first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a great season so far. 20 wins, most in school history, you know, won our side of the conference this year, which was really nice. But our main goal is still that state title, so that's still, you know, we haven't achieved that yet, and that's really what we're looking for.
I think the team, they've got to be ready on Saturday after what was turned out to be a real pressure cooker of a game, a crazy game, a wild, up-tempo, fast-paced game against Burlington.
Yeah, Burlington's a very, very tough team. You know, they have high IQ. They play with a lot of heart. They're very scrappy, well-coached. We knew we were in for a war before we got there, and that's exactly what we got, an OT finish, probably the best game of the tournament so far. I know the fans were treated to a great game. I almost had a heart attack, so I'm glad it's over with now and that we came out with the W.
Now, of course, you knew Burlington going into the game. I did not know Burlington, so I'm watching them warm up, and I'm saying, wow, Beverly, they should not have a lot of trouble with this team. But once the ball goes up in the air, man, they are quick and obviously, as you mentioned, a high basketball IQ team and very effective.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, a lot of it is their coaching and their heart. They play so hard. They play very tough defense, and they play a tough style. It's threes or layups for them. So when you face a team that's going to shoot 43s, and we held them till five made threes till about 3 minutes to go in the game, and then they hit three in three possessions, you know, so it can happen that fast. And when we scouted them earlier, I saw them in one game, they were down 16 and erased a 16-point deficit in 3 minutes. So I knew that even when we were up with 3 minutes to go, that game was not over the way they could shoot the ball.
And again, just to follow up on the defensive challenge you're facing, when you say threes or layup, that's, you know, you don't hear a coach say that as a way to defend a team because usually you're defending in the middle. But you're right. That was the problematic piece with that team is that they're very dangerous from the outside, and when you have to go out and defend, then they go inside.
That's right, and that's how they've played all season. That's a coach's, you know, kind of motto for that team. He puts five guys on the floor that can all shoot the three, and they're not a very big team, so it makes it very difficult to guard. That's why we switched our starting lineup and went with the freshman Gabe Copeland instead of Austin Ayer, just to try to match up a little bit more with them on the perimeter. And for the most part, I thought we did a really nice job defensively. We turned the ball over a little bit too much at times, which allowed them to get back into the game. And then when they went on their run hitting threes late, we kind of went cold from the free throw line, which is never a good recipe in late game situations.
Gabe Copeland, freshman, man, he had a monster second half for you guys when they were up-tempo defending you. He was able to sneak free, make some nice passes, but also make some nice catches and takes to the basket.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I'm not surprised by Gabe's performance. He's had some big games for us already this year. He's had a 17-point game, an 18-point game, 26-point game, and he also rebounds the ball very well. He also had 8 rebounds last night, and he's had games with 10 or 9 rebounds as well this year for a freshman. So he's not scared to put the ball up in big moments, which is huge.
Well, the big three for you guys, your three seniors, Damian Boris, Duncan Moreland, and Jack Crowley. I guess just tell our listeners a little bit more about those three.
Yeah, Jack and Duncan are just absolute monsters on the boards and inside the paint. They have been all year. Duncan scored his 1,000th point this year. Jack's broke the school record for most rebounds this year. Jack's one of the best rebounders you'll see in high school basketball. He averages 14 a game, which is just absurd. He's only 6'2", 6'2 and a half. So it just shows you how hard he works. And Duncan is just somebody, he's just a very tough guard because he can shoot from the perimeter. He can take it to the basket. He can rebound. He gets the top defensive assignment every night. So he's a hell of a defensive player. And then Damian bailed us out as a senior captain. You know, he was having kind of a tough game, and then he had 9 points in overtime when we needed him the most, and he sealed the game for us, going 4 for 4 from the line, which was huge.
Yeah, very big in the overtime, as you point out. Hey, Belmont, that's your opponent for the North title game. What do you know about Belmont, and how would you say the matchups will play out for Beverly?
Well, the first thing about Belmont is they've been here. They've done it before. They're the defending champions. So they're going to be used to this atmosphere, whereas this team is not used to being there. So I'd say that's an advantage for Belmont. Belmont as a team, They're a little bit undersized, kind of similar to Burlington, where they have some very, very good outside perimeter shooters. They play pressure defense up and down the court, pressure in the half court, pressure full court. They get after it. They have a very good coach. He's been there for, I think, 20 seasons now, so he's got that system, and the kids know what they're doing because, you know, they've grown up in that system with that coach there for so long. So they play a very tough conference. They play a tough non-conference schedule. They're battle-tested. It's going to be a tough game for sure.
Hey, I got to ask you one last question. The Division I North Championship game finds Lynn English against Lowell. You've played both of those teams this year. How do you see that game breaking out?
I think a lot of people think Lynn English is going to take that game. I do think Lynn English will probably win that game, but I think it's going to be much closer than people think. I think Lowell's a very, very good team, and they have the guards and shooting ability to hang with English. I do. I think it's going to be a close game, and on any given night, I can assure you Lowell could beat English, and English can beat Lowell. I think it's going to be a very, very good game, and I think the fans are going to be treated to a heck of a game.
Anything else about Beverly basketball we need to know, Coach?
Just go Panthers.
Coach Matt Karakoudis from Beverly High Boys Basketball with us here on MSONewsSports.com.